KO4 HKX, mobile. KO4 HKX, W4DJW. Is that receiver working any better now?
Yo, I'm in my personal vehicle now. I don't know what's going on with the tool truck radio. I mean, I barely even can hear the repeater today.
Yeah, I heard that. I was doing some programming when I heard that conversation going on. And it was the same way over on the Sassafras Mountain repeater.
I'm going to bring my antenna analyzer with me in the morning and throw it on there and see if I can tell what's going on.
And you check and make sure the coax isn't getting loose on the back of the radio.
I checked. Then I checked outside. Then I checked to make sure the antenna hadn't come loose. I didn't see anything wrong with anything. So I'm suspecting the coax at this point.
Does it go through any pinch points like door jam or rail for a seat going back and forth or anything like that?
That's what I'm suspecting. There's a cover over the mirror bracket that holds the mirror on the side of the door. It runs in behind it, and then there's an entryway into the truck. That's the only pinch point on it.
And is it snug? Is it a tight fit?
Put it in, but I don't know about now. I hadn't checked it. I hadn't looked at it today.
Okay, that might be it. Sometimes the place where the coax actually goes into the antenna can go bad, too. I had one mobile antenna go bad like that. The place where the antenna enters the coax enters the antenna, it got frayed.
Bring a short piece of coax and my antenna analyzer, and then that way I can rule it out and go from there.
What kind of antenna analyzer do you have?
I actually have two. I have the, is it the 35, Zoom 35 Rig Expert, and then I have a Rig Expert AA650.
Okay, well that ought to do it. Is one of those the one that hooks to a computer and gives you a graph?
The AA650 does. The 35 or 55, I can't remember which it is. It's only HF, so it won't work for what I'm doing now. That's the one that's actually listed on the swap net we carry.
Okay. Well, that you don't need to know what it is across the whole band. You just need to know what it is on the frequency you use the most.
It'll measure across the whole band. It'll let me know right away what it across the whole band is.
Well, that's good because it does change. I've got graphs of all of my HF antennas over the years. I check it like four times a year and then make graphs. I check every band and make graphs of them and save those graphs out. And so I can watch it as it changes as the years go by. And what you see is where it dips down, where the SWR dips down, moves, right? Not necessarily get more or less quantities of dips, but the dip moves up and down the band, and it goes up and down, with the increased standing wave ratio, it goes up and down. So it goes up and down and left to right throughout the years, just with getting, like my super loop was made out of copper, plain old copper, and it stretched. And the longer it got, the further those dips in the standing wave drifted up and down the band.
Well, I mean, that coax has been in there a year now. So, I mean, anything could have happened to it.
That's true. Water could have got in there. If water gets in there, it's done. You can't. The only way you can fix one that gets water in it is cut the end of it off and put a new connector on it.
So if I don't have to run a new piece of coax, but if I do, I do. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, you can tell if it got wet if you pull the insulation back and you kind of roll the braid. And you see dust inside there where the braid is. It's not shiny, but it's dull, and you see dust. You know what happened. It got wet at one point in time.
Electrical wiring does the same thing. Get that, like, chalk powder on it.
Yeah, and that's more of an insulator than it is a conductor. Anyway, I won't keep you. I'm just curious on how that turned out. Good to hear you. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Well, it's good to be heard. I've missed being on the radio today. Sure changed the day up, that's for sure. KO4 HKX. I know, I'll be clear. 736.